I want you to think for a minute about the most tired and worn out you have ever been in your life. I want you to think about a period of time where you were stretched to your absolute limit. Maybe it was caring for a small one, or maybe caring for a loved one. Maybe it was work and career. Maybe it was family. Maybe it was just news and life in general. But do you remember a time where you were so tired and so worn out that you were not your best self? Anybody remember a time like that? I want to talk to the people who can't, because that's the world I want to be in. Jesus was facing one of those times in this reading. Jesus, our beloved Jesus, calls a woman who begs for her daughter's life, calls her child a dog. Should get your attention, right, Christine? It is one of the moments in the Bible that is hard to look at and easy to look away from. Here, Jesus is a mother who is exhausted beyond belief. Comes up and begs Jesus. Begs, doesn't ask, begs. She is at the end of her rope and says, "Make my daughter well." And he responds by telling her that he has come to feed the children first, not the dogs. A tough passage about the one we follow. And yet, I think it has been made harder by our insistence on who Jesus is. The church would claim that Jesus is fully human and fully divine. An impossible intellectual gymnastics feat. And yet we claim it every time we worship. Yet when push comes to shove, what do we need more? We need his divinity, I think, sometimes. And so we push to making Jesus into this fully divine, fully perfect, never changing, never wavering, always good guy, Jesus. And he was. And yet, he was fully human. A both and, not an either or. What you need to know about Jesus is he had not just come from being tested by those Pharisees and scribes, the ones who followed him around to trip him up. But before that, he had cured everyone in a region who had been brought to him. Everyone. Can you imagine if the Berkshires brought all of our sick and needy together to be healed? That's what Jesus had just done. Oh, the day before that, minor day, fed 5,000 men, not to mention the women and children. You remember that story, right? And before that, well, he was in a different town, but they there too heard about him, so they brought all of their sick, and he healed all of them too. Jesus is going to Tyre because he's tired. You ever heard of Tyre? Maybe. Maybe not. There's no real reason to. If you look at a map of historic places, Tyre is way up north. It's on the way to Beirut. How many times do you hear Beirut in the Bible? Not often, right? This passage makes it perfectly clear. Jesus was going as far away from anyone who knew him as possible. The passage is explicit. It says he didn't want anyone to know he was there. When John and I escape on Christmas Day up to Camden, Maine, one of the joys is that I go into a condominium where no one has any idea who I am. And that's what Jesus was doing. He was at the end of his rope. He was tired beyond belief, and suddenly he is pressed into service again. If you read Mark's gospel, you will see that Jesus learns throughout Mark's gospel. He learns the bigger and bigger notion of God's kingdom throughout the gospel. And I think that's good for all of us, because no matter how old we are, no matter how many degrees we have, no matter where we've studied, there is always more to learn about this faith of ours. And where I look in this passage is that on this day, Jesus needed to be reminded of a false boundary that he had set between who God's kingdom applies to and who it doesn't. We have set more than a few of those false boundaries in our history. And Jesus here was running up against one of them. And I want you to notice for one second how this amazing woman responded. She does not yell. There is no anger. There is no brutal confrontation. Instead, she just confronts Jesus with the truth. The truth of the kingdom of God is for everyone. Notice what Jesus says. Jesus doesn't say, "For this reason, I have healed your child, go." Jesus claims no action in this whatsoever. If you read this text, the small group that I was in this week had fun with this text, and if you read this text, what it simply says is that when the woman speaks this, that God's love is for everyone, the demon left her child. When she said those words, the demon left her child. Not because Jesus commanded, but because she said. Here's what our group of clergy who met on Wednesday morning thought about that. We thought the demon knew he had met his match. For if that mother was that strong to hold on to that conviction and to confront Jesus with a bigger truth of what life really is, that demon wanted no part of her, because she had his number. This passage today reminds us that we find truth and love in many ways in this church, and we hold on to them because they are precious. And yet it reminds us that we always have to leave our boundaries open, that even more and greater truth might break forth from God's word. That is what John Robinson said when he left to form churches just like this one. It applies to us just as much today. Amen. So one of the things we're doing today is we're